Hello, I am Dr. Srirang Bakhle. My presentation is about exploring the direction of cause-effect relationship between psychopathology and neuroplasticity. Neuroimaging studies reveal neuroplastic changes in various mental disorders. Now the question is, do these neuroplastic changes arise spontaneously and then give rise to the dysfunctional thinking? Or are these neuroplastic changes the long-term effects of the patient's abnormal thinking, which is continued for a long time? Just because these neuroplastic changes are visible, does it mean that the mental disorder is biological in origin and not psychological in origin? In order to understand the cause-effect relationship, let us see an illustration. Does repeated use of the muscles, for example, by doing repeated exercise, lead to muscle hypertrophy? Or the muscle hypertrophy arises spontaneously and that later makes the person go to the gym? Quite obviously, it is the repeated use of the part continued for a sufficient time that gives rise to hypertrophy. So the cause-effect relationship is clear. Repeated use causes hypertrophy. In the brain too, repeated use of a part leads to trophic changes. The phenomena of activity dependence, LTP, and synaptic plasticity is well known. For example, it is the basis of memory formation. Repeated activation of specific pathways and parts of the brain gives rise to activity-dependent neuroplastic changes over time. There are many studies that have demonstrated this phenomenon. For example, Maguire found significantly enlarged posterior hippocampi in London taxi drivers as compared to controls. Now, what is the cause-effect relationship between driving taxis and enlarged posterior hippocampi? Did normal people develop enlarged posterior hippocampi spontaneously and then they decided to become taxi drivers? Or is it that normal people indulged in repeated or prolonged mental activities of driving and as a result of the overuse, they developed hypertrophy of posterior hippocampi? There are many studies of impact of psychotherapy on brain that have demonstrated neuroplastic effects. For example, Manson et al. Showed how CBT for social anxiety can lead to neuroplastic changes in amygdala. What is the cause-effect relationship between neuroplastic changes in gambling disorder and psychopathology of addictive thinking? Do the neuroplastic changes occur spontaneously and that leads to these people seeking addictions? Or the people engaged in addiction-related mental activities repeatedly and for long periods of time, and that overuse leads to the neuroplastic changes. Borders et al. Have shown how rumination leads to PTSD as well as depression. Rumination is nothing but engaging in specific mental activities for a long time. So the conclusion is, neuroimaging studies reveal many neuroplastic changes in many mental disorders, but it is important not to jump to the conclusion that these biological changes are the cause of the patient's abnormal psychological or thinking patterns. It is possible that the neuroplastic changes could be the effect of prolonged thinking patterns of the patients. Activity-dependent LTP, synaptic plasticity, and neuroplasticity has to be kept in mind. Longitudinal studies or prospective studies can help to demonstrate cause-effect relationship. Thank you. I would love to answer your questions that you can send on my email address.